And this morning, we're welcoming in the Marketing and Engagement Director for the United Way of Greater Lorain County, Colleen Welch. She is here to talk about the bee and other things, right, Colleen?
I am. Thank you so much for having me on again today.
Well, we appreciate you stopping in and joining us to recap the bee. This was quite an event. Talk about the big sort of virtual wrap-up that you had on Saturday.
Yes, we had the final bee. So this was the final competition of eight teams that played in four different categories, one being our Spellebrate Spelling Bee, the others being Art, History, and STEM, which is Mathematics and Science. And we had a phenomenal time. And, you know, I think we had a really great host on one of those events. You may know him.
Well, yes, I enjoyed doing the spelling words. I will only say that I practiced a lot of words, and it took a couple of rounds, and then we moved on to other things. Reconnaissance has two S's. That's what we all remember that as we move forward. But there was a lot of fun that was taking place. And of course, it's fun, but there's also funds that were raised, right?
We had a lot of funds raised. Yes, we had a phenomenal turnout. We raised over $21,000, if you can believe that, through a virtual event to help our six educational collaborative initiatives that we help in the community. So we, again, raised over $21,000 to help with kindergarten readiness and middle school preparedness for local Lorain County students. So we couldn't be more thrilled to be able to provide that support.
Now, I know, Colleen, you kind of came into this sort of midstream as this thing was sort of already moving. What was your impression of this kind of an event in a nonprofit organization?
Yeah, you know, a little bit of trial by fire, I have to say. I just started at the United Way about 3 weeks ago. So this was my first event to kind of see through the end of it. And it was just, again, a phenomenal experience all around. We have an amazing team here in the marketing department at the United Way, and we just had really great preparation and execution of the event. So, yeah, I couldn't be more thrilled. It was a great event to witness, and being the first one at the United Way, I'm happy to look forward and see what we can do better next year.
It's just also a different way using a lot of, with YouTube, and virtual things set up, and it kind of connects people in a different way, and it's just another way you get engagement from the public. So it's a different kind of thing that takes place. You have a
I have to give a great shout out to LCCC. They were phenomenal in their tech department to help with that live streaming, so it really took that off our plates. So thank you to them. They were really the backbone to that.
Yeah, so as sort of a person who likes behind the scenes technical things, it was fun for me to be over there and watch the camera on this end, production taking place in this studio here, a little bit of behind the scenes thing. So it worked out well, and it's kind of fun to see how some of those things you see on YouTube, how all of the events and people that are involved in putting something, it's like a regular television show is what it turned out
to be. Really is. Yeah, absolutely. It really is a very well-streamed machine.
You've got a volunteer engagement event coming up on May 12th. Tell us about that.
Yeah, we do. So one of the things that we have at the United Way are different ways that you can get involved with us through volunteering. So what we're actually hosting is kind of a little bit of a meet and greet or an open house, if you will, for local community residents that are interested in volunteering through the United Way. You can come into our offices here on Broadway Avenue in downtown Lorain on Thursday, May 12th. And we are going to be hosting that meet and greet to talk to some of our other volunteers and see what kind of experiences and things that you would like to get into with us. So whether that's clothing sorts or tax preparation or some of the other volunteer engagement events that we host, you can come and hear all about them and see if there's anything that you would like to be involved in.
That kind of lets you know how much commitment is needed, and then you find the interest. It's always something when you volunteer, it's something that you want to have that kind of gives you the juice, and that's the things you can find out from going.
I agree.
Kind of like that.
Yeah, and I think definitely through COVID, too, a lot of us have been kind of cooped up in our homes. So this is a great way, you know, to get out back in the community and have that face-to-face contact with people. And now that we're kind of, you know, moving out of the pandemic, I think it's a great way to just get back involved in our community and establish relationships and friendships. And, yeah, so come hear what it's all about on Thursday, May 12th.
And the other thing I know that Ryan has talked about before, and we've learned it before, and we've seen, I guess, even on your website, sort of almost like a shopping for clothes, in a sense, free professional clothes.
Yeah.
So they're free, but they kind of have them displayed for people who are in need of an outfit to better their careers.
Yeah, absolutely. So one of the things that we noticed through the pandemic, actually, is people donating a lot of professional unused clothing, so gently used or unused, that we've been able to collect through donations. So now we have a really great stockpile in our back hub here at the offices that we're actually going to be opening them up to the community. So if you know of anyone or you yourself need professional clothing as you get back into the workforce, please feel free to give us a call, or we are going to be at the Lorain County Block Party, which I believe is rescheduled now for next week due to weather. So next Friday, we're going to be having a bunch of our clothing racks actually outside our offices. So come on by, see if there's anything that you'd like, and you can take it with you. So as people are getting back into the workforce, I think it's a great project that we can be able to offer to the community.
Wait, did you say a Lorain County block party? Craig, are you taking notes on this?
I am.
This is when? Do you have other details? I don't want to put you on the spot, but what?
So the block party is something that they host on Broadway Avenue in downtown Lorain. It was supposed to be this Friday, but I just got the alert this morning. I believe it's being rescheduled for next Friday just due to weather. But you can find out more either on our website or Main Street Lorain would be the great contact for that.
Well, see,
they also have the social media pages as well.
Well, Craig and I are going to be spending time with you next. Craig, what is that? Tuesday the 10th. What day is the 10th? That would be next Tuesday.
Tuesday.
We're going to be doing the morning show from your location on Broadway in Lorain at the United Way. So we celebrate Lorain.
We'll have our own block party.
Well, yeah, sure. But we got to make sure we're going to give credit for that, and we can figure out why everything is. They didn't spruce it up just because we're showing up, Craig. They're going to have a block party next week, so they want to have everybody be a part of that. So we'll delve in.
And we can't wait to see you guys.
We are looking forward to being out there, to come out there to see what's happening and get a sense of how things have been out there, because we were out there when they first opened up that facility. And it's fun. It's sometimes fun to come back and a couple years later to see how you kind of use the space, because it's like you come in there one time, it's a big open space, and then you come later and you realize, okay, everybody's kind of figured out their areas, or you found storage spaces or office spaces as well.
It's constantly growing.
Yep, and it's a good location as well, because it keeps the United Way in front of people. You're not buried in some other office building that people don't see. You're right there on Broadway, as they say.
Yep, right across the street from the Palace Theater. You can't miss us. We're the big 642, so with the marquee.
Right. Well, see,
that's us.
Oh yeah, Craig and I are both jealous because you have a marquee on your building. One of the few out there, so that you can kind of put out a message for people there. If people want to find out more about some of the things we've talked about today, even maybe review and watch the beef finale, where can they go find out different information on that?
Yeah, so you can watch the live stream on our YouTube channel, so youtube.com, and you can just search United Way of Greater Lorain County. And you can also find out all about our volunteer opportunity events and upcoming events at our website, which is uwlorainecounty.org.
Now, we're coming out on Wednesday. Have you decorated the windows with anything? Is there anything in your windows this morning that you can share with us at all? You know?
Nope, we don't really have anything just besides the Live United, so that's just kind of our mission and purpose.
Well,
we're living united for the community.
That's the way we like it. We want to just, again, thank you for joining us this morning, Colleen, and we'll see you on Tuesday.
Sounds great. We'll see you guys then. Thanks so much again for having me.
You're welcome. Colleen Waltz joining us. She is the Marketing and Engagement Director new to the United Way of Greater Lorain County. We're looking forward to seeing her and Ryan and all the other folks of the United Way next Tuesday as we celebrate Lorain. We got the mayor, we got the head of the schools there, and a lot of other fun folks.